Morning to you, Mossy.
Good morning to you, Mido. How's things?
Yeah, we're going very well in here. Big weekend ahead, and it was a pretty good few days for the Matildas, although their defensive deficiencies surfaced again in the second half against Brazil the other night. What did you make of their two performances?
Yeah, look, same old, really. I thought they looked really good going forward. Actually, I think they've grown as a team going forward under Tony Gustafsson. But as you said, quite rightly, those defensive frailties were there for all to see. And the thing for me, if I look at it analytically, and I won't baffle our listeners with too much tactical insight, but I think their problem is when to press and how to press, because when the opposition's got the ball, because we were a bit disjointed in that. And there was times where Brazil had the ball facing forward. We were trying to press, left ourselves open. They got in behind us by playing a forward pass, and that's where the trouble came. So I think working on the press, when to drop, when to play a higher line, I think is probably going to be a focus for Tony Gustafsson ahead of the Asian Cup in January. And there is talk of a friendly against the US in November, which is hopefully going to go ahead, and which is hopefully when Sam Kerr will get her 50th goal for the Matildas and equal Tim Cahill's record.
Mossy, are you happy with our stock? Are we picking the right players? You just think it's about play more together, like you mentioned, those few areas there? Or do you think there's some players that, you know, whether they're not a part of the squad because of age or whatever other reason, that should be back in the team?
Look, I think Clarkey, he's got what he's got.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess he's brought through some youngsters. We saw like Remy Simpson, for example, make her debut, yeah. And a couple of others, which is great. You know, blooding the young players. But I think, you know, a lot of the finger was pointed at Claire Polkinghorne and Alana Kennedy as our two central defenders. But really, the defending is a unit. It's a team thing. It's a mentality thing. So you can't really lay the blame. I know Alana Kennedy tripped on the ball for one of the goals, but you know that happens in football. But yeah, it's a lot deeper than just the two central defenders. I think he's got to spend a lot of time there. But I don't think there's anyone who could come into that squad who wasn't in the squad that's going to change things dramatically, I should say.
See, Ange has got another win with Celtic this morning, and they're now into second position outright.
Amazing, isn't it, Loz? How it ebbs and flows in the coaching world. But look, he's making all the right noises over there. And, you know, every time they lose, there's big headlines around it, obviously. But the headlines, thankfully, at the moment, he's on a 4 or 5 game winning streak, as you said, up to second. But more importantly for Ange, and this is where he's winning people over, is how Celtic are playing and going about it, the goals they're scoring, the chances they're creating in every single game. And that's the way Ange plays, and he sticks to it. So, yeah, long may it continue, but he's certainly winning over a lot of friends, not just in Scotland, but I dare say in England and Europe as well.
Now, we mentioned Ange as well. We had a few texts about Walter Smith, and he passed away this week. And Rangers legend, and he would be up there, I guess, in Scotland. And what he is to Rangers is sort of almost like what Alex Ferguson means to Manchester United.
Yeah, it was very, very sad to see that. Mido and Ali McCoist, who's a legend of Scottish football, of course, came out and said, look, he wasn't just a coach and a mentor and a manager and a friend. He was like my second father. And I think that tribute from Ali McCoist really summed up the way the football world and the sporting world. And Walter Smith was one of those who sort of transcended just football, like Sir Alex in a lot of ways. Very, very sad. I mean, when you get to that stage of life, I think he was early 70s. You know, that's where you want to spend time seeing your grandkids start to flourish, and to be robbed of that through that horrible illness is an absolute tragedy. But some beautiful tributes for a man I never met, obviously, but I've never heard a bad word said about him.
Harry Souter's in demand over there in the UK, is he?
He is, Loz. All 6'5" of him. There's some big price tags being mentioned around him over the £20 million mark, which is fantastic for a player. He's really burst on the scene with the Ollie-roos and now the Socceroos. He's at Stoke City, and their manager came out, Michael O'Neill, and said, "Look, this is our business plan. We sign young players to long term deals. We develop them, and they'll attract interest the better they get. So watch out for Harry Suter to be on the move. Some of the clubs, Brighton, Everton, Villa, Spurs, Nuno Espirito Santo, the Spurs manager, has been interested since he was in charge of Wolves. So Spurs may be a viable option for Harry Suter.
Oh, we haven't spoken since Liverpool went to Old Trafford and won 5-0 last weekend. Describe the beauty.
I was hoping we had time for that, Mido. I really was.
You should see the text United fans send me when I bring this up.
Oh, I bet. I bet. You should see the text messages on my phone. But, look, it. Yeah, let's talk. Liverpool were unbelievable. Mo Salah, best player in the world at the moment. No doubt about that. But I think the couple of seconds we have to discuss it need to be sort of directed at Manchester United and what they're going to do. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, very popular with fans and everyone around the world. I mean, he looks like the nicest bloke you've ever met, but is that enough to be the manager of Manchester United? We said at the time that he was appointed, if you put anyone else's name on the top of his CV, he doesn't get the Manchester United job. Just didn't have the experience. Manchester United is too big a club to have an up-and-coming manager, and so it's starting to prove. Does he drop Cristiano Ronaldo for this game against Spurs on the weekend, because they have changed the way they are playing with Ronaldo in the side?
The thing is,
he needs to make a statement. I know that's a massive one, but the way they're playing at the moment, they are not going to win one of their next three games, which is Spurs, Atalanta and Manchester City. Now, if they don't get 7 out of 9 points, he's gone. There is no doubt about it.
I reckon if he drops Ronaldo, he's gone. You drop a big fish like that, I don't think you ever get a team back together.
So I've set the balance of the team.
Mate, I don't care. You should have thought about that before you bought him.
True.
Well, wasn't his choice.
Well, I'd imagine as manager of a team like that, you're having some sort of say.
You'd like to think so, but you would like to think so. But,
funnier things have happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you look at the way they're playing, and their pressing is diabolical. Yeah. They're not pressing as a unit. Ronaldo doesn't press. Then they leave themselves wide open. Opposition teams are picking them apart. When they were getting success against big teams, it was playing a deeper defensive block, hitting teams on the counter-attack. They were connected. They were in sync. That is not there at the moment, and it's big, big trouble.
So when I talk to Robbie Slater tomorrow and I talk about the press, he's not going to laugh about me? Because I'm going to bring that up. I'm going to say the press.
Robbie loves the press.
Yeah, the press. Well, the press is not happening.
He will laugh because he'll say, who told you that?
Now, what's your multi this weekend in the Premier League?
Look, I can't go away from these four leggers. So I'm going to go with Liverpool into Chelsea, into Spurs, into Wolves.
Liverpool are playing Brighton and they're $1.25. Chelsea are away to Newcastle, $1.35. For what were the other two?
Spurs and Wolves. That's where
Spurs are $2.90 at home against Manchester United. And Wolves are playing Everton and they're $2.25 to win at Molineux. That game's 7 a.m. Tuesday morning our time. So Mossy's Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Wolves all up. Four legs, $11.01 on your Tab app and the Tab website. Mossy, thank you.
My pleasure as always, boys. Have a great day.